Welcome to day 21 of the Revelation Daily Devotional. Wow, we've covered a lot in Revelation lately, haven't we? From the specific messages to the seven churches, through that awe-inspiring scene around God's throne, to the Lamb opening the seals, unleashing the four horsemen, and even revealing the cries of the martyrs and the terrifying reactions of those facing judgment. It's been a journey of cosmic worship, profound revelation, and sobering reality. If your head is spinning a bit, or you're wondering how all these pieces fit together, you are definitely not alone. This book is rich, complex, and meant to be chewed on slowly. And here's the most important thing to remember. You are never behind in your spiritual walk. This isn't a race to finish a book. It's an invitation to engage with God's truth. Keep digging in, keep pondering, and keep pressing forward. These devotionals are designed to refresh and challenge us, not to add another item to a never-ending to-do list. So, for today, let's just pause and take a breath. What has been the most impactful to you over these past few devotionals? Was it the contrast of the Laodiceans' lukewarmness, the majesty of God's throne, the unexpected paradox of the Lion Lamb, or the sobering reality of the seals breaking? What has been confusing or difficult to grasp? It's okay to have questions. That's part of the process of wrestling with deep truths. Take some time now to simply reread a section or two from what we've covered. Which scene or message stuck out to you the most? Even though Revelation describes events that happened long ago or will happen in the future, its application for us right now is immense. Perhaps you've realized this week that you've been a bit lukewarm, lulled to spiritual sleep by the comforts of our time. Or maybe the worthiness of the Lamb has ignited a deeper passion in you for Christ and His ultimate victory, stirring a desire for a theology that fuels real affection for Him. For some, you might find yourself in a season of spiritual bounty where God feels incredibly near, and you're seeing the beautiful fruit of His work in your heart and life. We all exist somewhere in the truths revealed in these chapters. We might not be one of the seven churches, but we can certainly mirror their attitudes. And as we've seen, whether that reflection brings great joy or stirs some conviction, we can always rejoice in a gracious God who is continually calling us to a deeper, more intimate relationship with Him. It's in this nearness to God that our spiritual resilience is truly produced. We can't fight the battles of life alone. But the rest of this journey through Revelation will continually remind us that we don't have to. The war we find ourselves in has already been won by the Lion Lamb. Pray this prayer. God, thank you for what your Spirit has revealed to me in this incredible journey so far. I pray for the courage and boldness to continue to lean in every day as I grow in my love for you. Amen.